This is Conversations with Candidates. I'm your host, Cal Halliburton, and
It's our pleasure today to be talking with Zach Walls. He's seeking the Democratic Party nomination as a candidate for the United States Senate for Iowa. Zach's a sixth-generation Iowan, conceived through artificial insemination and born to two lesbian women in Marshfield, Wisconsin, where he spent his early childhood until moving to Iowa City at age 9. He was raised as a Unitarian Universalist and remains a member. In high school, Zach played quarterback on the football team, participated in speech and debate, and wrote a series of columns for the school newspaper about being raised by a lesbian couple. He graduated from Iowa City West High School in 2009 and entered the University of Iowa that fall, but withdrew shortly after to promote his book, My Two Moms, Lessons in Love, Strength, and What Makes a Family. Zach received his BA from Iowa in 2016 and a master's in public administration from Princeton in 2018. He ran for re-election in 2018 and currently serves in the Iowa Senate for the 43rd District that includes Iowa City. He characterizes himself as a problem solver, an advocate for families, and an author. Zach lives in Coralville with his wife, Chloe, and their son, Elijah, and their dog, Zelda. Welcome, Zach. Tell our listeners something about yourself that they'll not find on your website or with a search engine.
It's a good question. One of the kind of first things that I remember watching when I was probably like late elementary school years was the 2000 Olympics, which were in Sydney that year. And it was the first time that triathlon had been on included in the Olympic Games. So swimming, biking, and running in a single event. And I remember being really struck by that when I was a kid, and so decided I wanted to try that out as an adult. And Ironman has become a kind of big global phenomenon for triathlon. It's a 2 mile swim, 114 mile bike ride, and then a marathon. And my wife and I were deciding we were trying ready to start a family, and I figured if I was going to do one of those, I should probably do it before we had a kid, because otherwise it would be pretty hard to get done with all the training and everything before, after we had Elijah. So I was able to get that done in September of 2023, so just about 2 years ago, and then Eli joined us about 6 months after that. So Chloe was, I think, 6 or 7 weeks pregnant when I did the race, and it was an incredible experience and one that I look forward to doing again in 15 to 20 years. Or so. Well, it's an interesting metaphor for life. It's obviously it's a big, big accomplishment and something that you have to work really hard at. And it can be intimidating if you think about all the hours you have to spend on it. But my approach is always just one day at a time. Try to just put one foot in front of the other, and the rest will figure itself out.
Well, as you talk with people around the state, what are their most frequent concerns?
Well, the most important thing that I'm hearing about, Cal, is the environment, as the kind of economic environment that we find ourselves in. Unfortunately, I think too many Iowans are working hard but aren't getting ahead. And I'm running for Senate because I want to do something to help them solve the problems that they're facing. I'm hearing about how the cost of living is affecting people, whether you're in a small town or a bigger city, or a college town like Iowa City. The reality is that whether it's at the grocery store, my wife and I have a 14-month-old, like I just said. When I drop him off at childcare, I'm reminded that we're paying almost as much for childcare as we are for our mortgage. I hear from constituents about challenges filling prescriptions at the doctor's office or at the pharmacy. And it's an enormous challenge that is facing Iowans. And it's the number one issue I hear about, all over the state.
Let's assume you're elected. What do you want to do?
Sure. Well, I think when it comes to trying to make sure that we have a fair economy, one of the first things that we need to stop are some of these cuts that are currently being proposed to things like Medicaid and Medicare that I think would have a very negative impact on Iowa. In particular, rural healthcare, where a lot of the rural health facilities that are left, Medicaid and Medicare both are really a lifeline. Medicaid pays for an enormous amount of the long-term care that Iowa seniors rely on. And I think, unfortunately, the current bill that's being proposed that Senator Ernst said that she is supporting would make a lot of those challenges worse rather than better. I think we also need to really go after corporate consolidation. We've seen this across our country, but especially here in Iowa, especially in kind of our more rural economy, where we see a very small number of companies controlling more and more and more of the ag economy and really squeezing producers and having a very negative effect on the small communities across our state. I think that we deserve better than a Dollar General economy. That's a thing that has been really, really challenging for Iowa. And then I think finally, we need to really go after political corruption. One of the reasons why our economy has become as rigged as it is because we have people from both parties who have been looking the other way for far too long. I have in the state Senate introduced legislation that would implement what I think are common sense term limits because it's important to prevent lawmakers from spending too much time in Washington, D.C. and getting too cozy with the special interests and lobbyists. Senator Ernst, in fact, used to believe in these when she was first running back in 2014. She said that she would only serve two terms and is now preparing to run for her third term. I have also introduced legislation that would ban elected officials in the state of Iowa from engaging in insider stock trading because I think the public deserves to know that their elected officials are working on their behalf, the behalf of the people, not in their own self-interest. And so those are a couple of the things that I'm very passionate about, and that would be my top priority.
You think you can work that through with the current balance in the Senate, or are we going to have a Democratic Senate in order to do that?
Well,
And
we'll definitely.
when will they do it?
Sure. Well, look, if I win in 2026, President Trump will be in office for 2 more years. In the state Senate, I've really done my best to work across the aisle in a bipartisan fashion in the places where I've been able to do that. In my very first year, kind of in a similar theme to this rigged economy that we were just talking about, we saw these out-of-state companies come in from Utah and purchase mobile homes and trailer parks across the state of Iowa, including several in my own district. I was able to work in a bipartisan fashion to actually get legislation through the Iowa Senate, 48-0, that would have been an enormous improvement in the rights for residents of these communities. Unfortunately, it was killed by the special interests and lobbyists in the Iowa House, but we were able to work in a bipartisan way in the beginning on that. And I think today, if you reach out to some of my Republican colleagues, we've been able to do some really great bipartisan work around things like reforming pharmacy benefit managers to try and protect pharmacies in rural Iowa, trying to make it a little bit easier to build accessory dwelling units. These are essentially living units that can be built on your own property, your own private property, for an aging parent or a sibling who wants to stay closer to home. And so I think that it's possible to work in a bipartisan fashion. You just have to decide that you want to try to do that. That's something that I've always done as a legislator and something that I would absolutely continue to prioritize in Washington.
One of the problems with the problems you identified is the amount of money in politics. How are you going to cure that problem?
Well, look, it's an enormous problem, and I think that that's tied directly into the political corruption that we were just talking about a moment ago. Obviously, overturning Citizens United would be a great first step, and if that means that we have to amend the U.S. Constitution, then that's what we have to do. I certainly would support, like I said earlier, I think term limits are one way of getting at that core problem, as is banning the insider stock trading, which is, I think, more of a problem in D.C. even. Than it is in Iowa, although I think there certainly are some concerns about right here in our own state. I think that there's room to explore trying to reform campaign finance beyond overturning Citizens United. It's been some time since we've had a big kind of bipartisan campaign finance reform deal, and I think that we should be exploring what that could look like. Obviously, we have these limits that have been put in place. Through McCain-Feingold, 20 some odd years ago. But I think that there have been a lot of changes now in how these dark money groups are able to get involved. One of the things that I've decided to do in this campaign was lead by example. We said from the very beginning that we're not going to take money from corporate PACs. We're going to be a 100% people-powered campaign, which despite that promise we've had, and maybe even because of that promise, we've had enormous grassroots support from across Iowa. which I've been very humbled by that so many people have put their trust in our campaign. And we're very much looking forward to getting across the state to meet with more people in all four corners.
So, are you holding meetings across the state, are you?
We're going to be, yeah. We just launched the campaign last week, so we haven't had the opportunity yet to get to all 99 counties, but we're certainly planning to here before the end of the campaign. I think, taking those 99 county tours seriously is important, and it's something that I certainly intend to do both in the campaign and then if elected. I certainly would look to, Senator Grassley as an example of someone who I think does that right.
Another question is, how will you get elected? What is the key for you?
Well, I think the first and most important thing is that, I think Iowans are not happy with the status quo. I think there's certainly a lot of frustration with the establishment. I think that's true, for both parties. If you look at President Trump's success here over the last three elections, I think, understanding his anti-establishment message is really important. And I think unfortunately, Democrats for too long have become these kind of reflexive defenders of the status quo that far too many Iowans feel isn't working for them. And frankly, I disagree with those Democrats who think that everything was fine before Donald Trump was elected. I don't agree with that at all. I think the reality is that there are a multitude of issues where kind of the establishment has really let Iowans down from both parties. And that's something that I want to make sure people understand is that I'm not going to be afraid to stand up to leaders in either party when what they're pushing is wrong for Iowa. That's something that I've done in the state Senate. That's certainly what I would want to do in Washington, D.C. I think we need a grassroots campaign. I think people in Iowa expect to have the opportunity to meet a candidate for an office like U.S. Senate and look them in the eye and shake their hand and ask them a question or two. I've always enjoyed the opportunity to do that. One of my favorite parts of campaigning when I first ran in 2018 was going door to door and talking with people and meeting them where they are, giving them the opportunity to ask any question that they might have. I love doing it then. I did it during my reelection campaign, and I'm excited to try and find opportunities to do that again, running statewide. Obviously, when you're running statewide, it's a little harder to go door to door, but I
Yeah.
do think
Yep.
The town halls and tours and meeting people where they are is an important part of the campaign.
Okay, thank you very much for being here today.
You've been listening to Conversations with Candidates with Zach Walls, who is seeking the Democratic Party nomination for the United States Senate for Iowa.